You're welcome back to the programme. As you heard in our news this morning, Clare County Council looks poised to make a decision on the application by Trump Doon Beg for coastal protection works adjacent to the golf course there next month. The decision due next month after the golf resort responded to a request for further information with regards to its long-running planning application. That long-running application, the long-running nature of it, has prompted concern amongst some locals in and around Doon Beg who have been pushing to emphasise the urgency of these works. They're part of the Duckmore Coastal Protection Group. Their PRO is Liam Ryan. Good morning to you, Liam.
Good morning, Gavin.
And thank you very much for joining us. You sent me a letter during the week in which you compared this project with the Apple Data Centre close to Athenry in County Galway. Your concern with regards to this is similar to the concerns there in that the delays may see Apple not construct this data centre whatsoever. And I think you are fearful of what the delays in Doon Beg could mean for the Trump's commitment there.
Well, I think there's two things, Gavin. I'm here just looking at the Clare Rural Development Strategy for 2026. And it states on the top of the page, 4,000 jobs in rural areas over 10 years. Now, Doon Beg is a rural area and it's in West Clare and it's a beautiful part of the country, as is all of West Clare. And if you've got a business employing 300 people and also spreading a lot of business around West Clare and into other areas, the first thing you've got to do is to secure that business. That's number one. Because that, if that's lost, you're losing 300. So therefore, you've got to find up to 5,000 jobs in the next 10 years. Now, what's proposed in Doon Beg is extremely important. With a conference centre, a dance hall, swimming pool and other businesses, they're going to create employment. And you know, Gavin, recently we've been hearing about Shannon Airport needing more flights and more people flying into the area. And they're asking people in the area, when you fly out, use the airport. Now, Doon Beg golf course are going to bring people into Clare and they're going to spend money and they're going to use the airport. So it's extremely important that planning permission is giving.
Okay, just in terms of that, the developments at the resort, as you have outlined them, they have been outlined previously by management at Trump Doon Beg, but perhaps not unreasonably. They have said that if they can't protect their investment, why would they make it in the first place? And with regards to the airport, incidentally, we'll be speaking with the head of Shannon Group later on. That's Matthew Thomas. So does the report this morning, then, as we revealed that a decision is due to be made in the second week of December, does that give you any solace then, Liam?
Oh, God, it does, because we've been involved for the last 6 months. And, you know, we've gone through, and there's two words that are used in Ireland at the moment, which kind of annoy you a little bit, and that's process. And the second thing are resources. So the first situation with regards to Doon Beg, the resources are there. The company are willing to prepare for the pay for the work to be done. That's number one. The process has been gone through over and over and over again. The fences have been removed by Clare County Council from 43 to 1955. So therefore, something, if you take something away, naturally enough, the sand dunes are going to disappear over time. They have to protect their development, and we want to make 100% sure that that company doesn't decide to walk away. Because believe you me, if they walked out of that operation tomorrow morning, there's very, very few people would be willing to buy into something where your foundation is disappearing.
Now, there is no suggestion that that will happen. I do have to make that clear. I mean, there is a business which has shown growth there. I mean, one would hope it wouldn't come to that, Liam. I know you would hope it wouldn't come to that.
Oh, gosh, we hope not. I mean, we've done the work. We haven't just sat down. I mean, we have Mickey Whelan, almost 100 years of age, and Kevin Shanahan, Margaret McGrath, people in the area that have lived. Mickey has lived up to 95 years in the area. We had him interviewed on RTE. And that man has seen what has happened in Doon Beg and on the beach for years and years. So therefore, we have spoken to the experts in our area. So we are very, very happy that what's being done is correct. We wouldn't want anything to happen in West Clare and to happen in Doon Beg and in the sand dunes that would affect the area. That's not what we're about. We're about protecting jobs, protecting houses, protecting farms and protecting the business. And not just doing that, but growing the business. There's a lot of potential in Doon Beg. It's a lovely village. And you know, Gavin, around Ireland, rural towns and villages have lost businesses and they're very, very sorrowful to drive through them. We're a country, as I said before, that's 300 miles long by 150 miles wide. We have universities in Limerick. We have a university in Galway. We're in the centre. We can send our children to these universities, get them educated, give them jobs in their locality. They don't have to go to an overcrowded Dublin. So there's a lot at stake here. So it's extremely important that the county council do exactly like the residents in Dunbeg have done, looked at every aspect of the operation and make a decision and make it quickly.
But there are other aspects as well, and we know environmental concerns have previously led to long-running planning and other sagas with regards to this site and plenty of others as well. That has to be borne in mind too, of course, Liam.
Of course it has. And I mean, I can guarantee you that the people in Dunbeg and the people in West Clare, because this affects people in Mullet, Cree, Kilkee and all these areas, they don't want anything that would affect the area in a wrong manner brought into the area. There's no way they would tolerate that. And to prove that, we've got them, we found out exactly why the sand dunes are disappearing. And they're disappearing because the defences were taken away and they need to be replaced. It's as simple as that. It's plain.
And yet you have people who would put the environment ahead of those other concerns, who have spoken of how it is natural for sand dunes to erode, to evolve and to change over time. To put a golf course there, in their view, was a mistake, and we should be allowing nature take its natural course.
Well, you know what? If nature was let take its natural course in the first instance, what has to be done now wouldn't have to be done. The defences were taken, and this is a key issue. And sometimes when you read in the paper that a professor emeritus in Boston is writing to say that these things should be let take their course, but has that man been advised? Has he come to the area? Has he seen the sand dunes? Has he seen the beach? Does he realise that over 15 years the two crushers were put in on the beach, the stones were broken up and they were taken to build the road to Clare? And that's very, very important. You know, I have no problem with people who object, who know all the facts and are very, very well aware. And, you know, if you walk down and walk Duckmore Beach today, it's absolutely beautiful. Mm. But to know what's happening, you need to walk it over a number of years and a number of weeks to see what happens from day to day. So there's no problem. People are entitled to object, providing that they know what they're objecting to.
And I know
that they have the facts.
And there has been some commentary of how some of those objecting have perhaps never even set foot in Ireland, let alone Dunbeg, and certainly aren't based anywhere close to there. You spoke in your letter as well, Liam, of some of the future plans of your group, including erecting signage in various parts of the coastal road, highlighting your demands. I don't know if that's now on hold, or where do you as a group go from here? Is the countdown onto the decision due on the 12th of December?
Well, we believe with working with people, we talk to the golf course, we talk to the councillors, we talk to people in the area, and we like to work very, very closely with people. We're part of the community, and it's all about the community, and it's all about the people in the area, and that's our interest. So at this particular point in time, we are ready to do whatever is necessary. We will now let the process survive, go back to that word again, up until Christmas, see what the decision is, and hopefully it's the right decision. If it's the right decision, they'll have the backing of the community in Dunbeg and West Clare. We want to see more people implied. If it doesn't happen, then we have to take a different approach.
Well, obviously,
but what we are doing is we're putting the facts in front of the people, and you can't dispute the facts. That's what's important, Gavin.
We'll see what happens with the planning process. I know you love that word. We'll allow it to run its course, and no doubt we'll talk in a few weeks' time. Liam, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Gavin.
All the very best. Take care. Liam Ryan there. He's part of the Duckmore Coastal Protection Group, advocating for this particular project and this application, which, as we've been telling you this morning, Trump Dunbeg's application, we expect have a decision made on it in the coming weeks. Would you drive an electric car? Well, you should do that. According to my next guest, we'll be talking about that in a couple of minutes' time.
Clare FM's Morning Focus.
In association with Frank Hogan, Mercedes-Benz Limerick. Serving Clare and the Midwest. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit frankhogan.ie for exceptional offers.